And now let's meet another maker in our series, Made in Arizona. Up today, Monique Sandoval. She's the dressmaker behind Cleo and Clementine, and she's been creating dreamy wedding dresses in Phoenix for more than a decade. You might recognize the name from her old storefront, which she used to run in Phoenix's Melrose District. Today, she's working out of a new showroom in downtown Phoenix at the Pemberton, a collective of local small businesses. It's a kind of rebirth after a pandemic year in which weddings slowed down and Sandoval found herself making a lot out of a little. I went to visit her new space recently and she showed me some of her newest collection.
So this rack here, we're working on a lot of short wedding gowns this season. We're in Arizona, it's hot, and we're doing a lot of backyard weddings. We see a lot of estate weddings because of COVID. Then I think this piece here, it's heavily embroidered fabric. I was inspired by Outlander. So we have some Renaissance sleeve styles here.
Totally.
And then this is, so rewind. A lot of this is inspired by Netflix. So I did a lot of chilling on the couch, watching TV.
So this is a truly pandemic-inspired collection.
It is. I escaped real life and I went back in time. This is the Queen's Gambit.
Yes.
So this is inspired by a 1960s short little shift dress, has pockets. We're not doing a veil, so we have this tulle in the back, nice high neckline. This piece, it's a little jumpsuit. I made this actually about 7 years ago, but it's still holding up strong. Can you see the detailing there?
Yeah.
Can I tell you about these?
Yes.
Okay, so a high waist pair of sequin bell bottoms. So in my mind, this was a Las Vegas getaway elopement. So we're going to do like a veil with this, some type of cute bodice, but I thought that was really fun for Las Vegas elopement.
It's really fun.
So this piece over here, I made this the day before the photo shoot. I tea stained this fringe. It's European fringe, so feel how soft that is.
That's beautiful and long.
Long, yeah. It's Stevie Nicks, a nice fringy dancing queen dress. Okay, so this fabric here, it's dead stock. I went to SAS Fabrics and I knew what I wanted to go with the fringe. I just didn't have it in my collection. It was probably, I want to say $16 for this piece. It was the last of it. But here's what I did. So it's dead stock fabric. So I'm saving it from going into a landfill. It's, you know, and I think it's perfect for the fringe. And then what I did is I collect all of my leftover silk. And so I dyed it. And that's how I do the detail work. So I just finished it off. And I think it's the time that goes into the piece that makes it really cool.
It's beautiful. So did you say tea dyeing? Like dyeing in what kind of tea?
Black tea. So I took two tea bags and boiled it on my stove and then just gently put the fringe in. So yeah, tea dye.
So you've got the new collection, you've got a new space, but you've been working in dressmaking in Phoenix for a really long time.
I was working for a t-shirt factory. We did all the screen printing for like Target and Walmart and just high volume. And they closed down or they moved to Los Angeles. And that's the place you have to be if you're in the manufacturing world. They moved to Los Angeles. And at that point, I decided I'm just going to work for myself. I'll, you know, try Etsy out and see how that goes. So I just started selling my stuff online, and this is before Pinterest. This is when like blogs were where you got your style references from. I had a gown that one of my friends wore. It was this pink dyed gown that we photographed. My friend Galaxy photographed it. And it was just, the images were stunning, and that image just took off. And from there, I had a request for hand dyed wedding gowns, and that's how it started. So I didn't plan to be a wedding designer. I just knew I wanted to work for myself. I love to sew. I love to just be in my peace and have that that quiet time to create. And here I am.
Have you always made clothes? Did you grow up doing this?
Yeah, I did. I grew up making pants for myself, altering all my clothes. So we lived in a small city. We didn't have access to a lot of cool stuff. So I'd go vintage shopping and just piece my wardrobe based off of stuff I would find in thrift stores or I'd make myself. But yeah, I've been sewing for a really long time. But Barbie clothes, I think maybe that's how it started back in the day, making Barbie clothes.
So tell us a little bit about what are some of the challenges in that? Like trying to maintain and grow a small business for that long and keep it going for that long. I don't know how many people have really been able to do that, to stay running for that long.
I think to keep my expenses down, when I was on Melrose, I felt overwhelmed by, I had staff to pay, I had rent, overhead, fabric. It was too much, and I had to take a break and reevaluate how I wanted to proceed. And I just want to stay small. I don't really want to work on a large scale. I think doing one gun at a time and doing it well enough to where you have great referrals, that's what's keeping my dream alive.
So what's this pandemic been like for you then? I mean, have you been sort of challenged by it, but also maybe inspired by it? I mean, obviously this collection came out of some Netflix watching.
Yeah, I would say, there have been a lot of sad situations. My best friend, her dad passed away to COVID. So there's a lot of sadness through it, but you have to find the good. And I think as a maker, you know, you keep your hands busy because you're hopeful that things are going to get better. Like, weddings aren't going to stop. People aren't going to stop loving each other. And that, you know, that's not going to happen. So I just kept going. And I think my escape through my period dramas was like what inspired me. Like, think of all the stuff we went through back, you know, not we, but our parents, their parents went through. We're okay. We're going to be okay. So I'm just hopeful.
Were there things about the pandemic and this experience of like being at home and focusing on these things that really changed the way you think about design, not just the business?
Yes. Yeah. So due to the pandemic, weddings slowed down. I had a few clients that, you know, they were just keeping things afloat. And I didn't have a lot of money to invest in a new collection, but I knew it was time. I had to, you know, create while I was home. So I purchased 2 bolts of fabric, and usually it's, you know, 6 or 7 different, you have different textures to work with. So I had to think, how do I stretch this? How can I make these fabrics look different? So I took to hand dyeing, metallic flaking, hand stitching details. So I would say I salvaged a lot of stuff. I revamped pieces from past collections or pulled lace from remnants from clients that I had. I maybe had a yard or two, so I pulled that. So I was working with bare minimum, and I had to make it happen. And throughout the pandemic too, I worked on 2 projects besides the collection. I had a client come to me with her mother's wedding gown from the 90s, and it fit her like a glove. So the foundation was there. We had all of this fabric to work with. This train was maybe 5 feet long. Wow. So I was able to take the gown apart completely except for the foundation. And we gave life to her gown. We let it have a second chance down the aisle. And I love the process. How special is that she gets to wear her mom's dress, you know? So
sounds like there's a level of sort of sustainability and nostalgia there, right? And in a lot of what you're doing here.
Yeah, I think, you know, we have enough. There's enough clothing out there. There's enough vintage. We can redo it. If, you know, if you have the means to do it or the experience, a lot of those gowns are made very well. 70s, 80s, like there's a strong foundation, and that's, you know, you don't have to keep redoing it over and over again, or I guess reinventing the wheel. Just give it a little fresh silk, throw on some applique, some lace, and you can make it new again.
Monique Sandoval, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much, Lauren.
Monique Sandoval runs the dress house Cleo and Clementine, and you can hear from more of our Arizona makers by visiting theshow.kjzz.org/madeinarizona.